You know, Japanese only relax. They're wonderful, kind people. But they only relax and let their hair down and smile or laugh two times that I've seen. When they're drunk or when they're singing gospel music. So if we have our choice, we choose the gospel music to help them relax. But wonderful, fun time. Now, there's a handful of Christians in this group, but just a handful. And the rest, probably 6 months before, had never been in a church, never heard any of the gospel. But they join these choirs, and they have a wonderful time, and they bring their friends back the next time when the choir is going. And many of them will come to know the Lord. The singers out front, of course, are professional. You may know some of them. They're well-known gospel singers here in the States who come over just once or twice a year to help out with the concert during the lead. But wouldn't you like to have a choir like this in your church? Problem is, they're not yet Christians. But we call them not yet believers because we're trusting that they will. When we go back, I will be directing some of these choirs in alliance, different alliance churches as a way for that alliance church to reach its community and draw some people in to the gospel. This lady, Tsuruoka-san, was saved in the gospel choir. And has an incredible testimony, but for years she had not spoken to her parents. They had severed ways. They had said, "We never want to see you again," and she felt likewise. And they were going on with their lives. But she came in because she wanted to sing gospel music, came into a church and was saved. So she went back to her parents to find them and to ask their forgiveness. And when she found them, her mom was in the hospital with cancer. And so she sat beside her day after day as her mom is very ill. And her mom said, "You know, I would have died and would never have contacted you. You wouldn't have known because I never wanted to see you again." But her mom accepted her, asking for forgiveness, and the relationship was restored. And so she joined our church with a wonderful, wonderful testimony and a bright face. And she started helping my wife with the playgroup. And at that playgroup, she met this lady, Hitomi-san, who was coming to bring her small daughter to expose her daughter to the gospel. And one day after playgroup, these two ladies were off in the corner talking, and they're both crying. So Vanji says to me, "It must be good. Keep everybody away from them. Let them talk, you know." And so we let them talk, and sure enough, when it was over, Hitomi-san came, and she said, "Can I talk to you this week?" We said, "Sure." So she came to our house a couple days later, and she sat there for hours sobbing and telling us an unbelievable story of abuse of every kind from the time she was a small child. And until when she became adult, she told her parents, "Get out of my life. I don't want to ever see you again." And she had had no contact for about 8 years with her parents. But when she heard Tsuruoka-san's testimony, she came and she says, "Is it true? Is there a God who loves? And is there a God who forgives and could even restore relationships, maybe restore my relationship like he did Tsuruoka-san?" So we said, "It certainly is true." And the next day she prayed to accept Christ as her Savior. And that was just this past spring. But as we were leaving in June, she came up and she said, "Thank you so much for telling me about Jesus. I just wish somebody would have told me earlier." And we said, "Well, I wish so too. But she's a young lady, and we praise the Lord that she has many years to be a witness to her family and to her community." And we're looking forward as God works on these people one by one, takes some time because they have no background at all. But many of the people who hear the gospel will accept, and God will transform their lives. It's an incredible transformation. So we look forward to going back. We say thank you. We trust that you will continue to give to the Great Commission Fund so that we can go back. We trust that you'll continue to pray for missions around the world and for Japan, because it is a dark place spiritually, and it's only prayer and the power of God that breaks that darkness so that people can understand the gospel and accept Him. So we're counting on you to be part of that alliance with us, and we will remember your church as we go and go back. And we will be praying for you as you seek to reach Pittsburgh and the people around here who desperately need Christ. I think the idea of the alliance is a wonderful idea. And we can support each other in prayer. And we intend to do that. We're right at 8 o'clock. But I think we have time for a few questions, if you have any, before we close tonight. Yeah. Boy, one hand flew right up there. Yes.
I actually just got one.
Yeah.
Been over here long enough that, I mean, just, I didn't accept the Lord coming in my 30s.
Right. Right. I don't think there's one answer for that. We have people who come to the Lord and, boy, it's night and day from yesterday to today. Just like here in the States sometimes, dramatic conversions where they just say, whoa, everything has changed. We have other people that it takes longer. In Japan, what we do, because they have no background, we immediately, as soon as someone says, I'm interested or I want to believe or I want to know, we start one-on-one discipleship books with them, studies with them. And that often will go 6 months every week with that person, with a Japanese believer and ourselves, going over all the basics of the faith before building up to their baptism. Baptism is very important in Japan because that's the time you say publicly, I'm going to follow Christ. So if you ask a Japanese, when were you saved? They'll say, I was baptized on. Now, their theology is not wrong. They know that baptism doesn't save them. But they made a million decisions. I think I'd like to go to a church and find out what's going on there. Hey, I think this Jesus maybe is a nice guy. I kind of like what he said. I wonder, maybe I could start praying to this God. I'd like to follow this God, but I'm not sure if I can. And they've made a million steps, and they've started praying probably a long time before they're really sure that they want to follow Christ. And so some of them don't have a real clear idea like often we do. I was saved at this day when I said this prayer. They've said so many prayers and come slowly. Some of them do, some of them don't. But when they say, yes, yes, I do believe I'm a sinner, and they repent, and they say, I want to be baptized, that's when they say to everybody, I'm going to leave this way of life, and I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm a believer and a follower. And so that is the important day that stands out in their mind. That's when persecution starts from their family or their job. And so that's a key day for them. But building up to that, we never baptize someone before we've gone thoroughly through the gospel with them and see that they have an understanding of the basics of God, Jesus Christ, sin, repentance. Because we don't want them a month later to say, what? What'd you trick me into? I didn't know what I was getting into. So we do build up to it long. Any other questions? Yes. Yes, it is. And so it is a wonderful opportunity for missionaries to get in there. Like with any country, who knows how long it will be, remain that way. But it is. Yes, good question. The situation in Japan, we are doing what we can. There is a seminary, and there are several seminaries. The Alliance has its own seminary that's very old, and the missionaries have been, I mean, for the last 20 years, this has been our number one request and what we've tried to put energy into. There are very, very few young men being saved. And if you look at a church in Japan, it's predominantly older people. And we do have a lot of people retirement going into that. By a lot, I mean, well, the seminary right now is 4 students. But 3 of them are probably retired people. So we praise the Lord because they've got another 20 years of ministry probably. And that's wonderful. But for the long range, obviously, a young person is going to have more years in ministry. And young believers are just very scarce in Japan. And so that is one of the things. And another one is that so many of the pastors are old and retiring that even as young men come up in our mission churches and go off to the seminary, they usually don't come back to our church because there's a whole list of churches in the national church which have been waiting for years for pastors. So we have sent quite a few people off and they've gone to other churches, and we're glad that they go there, but we continue to wait. So there's no real short-term solution in view right now. And so we pray. The mission, of course, is very open to lay ministry as well. The national church in Japan as a culture is not so much. It's a professional culture, and you need a license to do about anything. But we're praying that maybe this crisis will force them to see that you don't have to graduate from a seminary and be called reverend to teach the Word of God. and to lead a group, and that maybe they will become more open to that. We really don't know God's plan in that way. But I'll use your question here to tie into a couple of requests as we close. Please pray for pastors. We need people to come to the Lord and to see the need themselves. Foreigners will never reach a country, any country, for the Lord. You know, there's never enough of us. We are there to get a core group of believers going. 2 in 1,000 is not really enough strength to reach their own country. But we'd like to get that up to 5 or 10% of the population. And then at that point, the alliance usually pulls out and we say, you're strong enough, you can reach your own country now. And so in Latin America, the missionaries are leaving because there is a good group that can reach. So we will never reach it. We need Japanese people to come to the Lord and to become pastors. Sengendai Church desperately needs a pastor. The alliance has given us, actually, when we left, they said no more. They want us to be starting new churches. And they said, we will not pay for another Great Commission Fund missionary to go back there. So the Crops came out of retirement, raised their own money for 2 years to come back because there is no pastor. And so they came back for 2 years. They finished one. They have one more year there. And if no pastor comes during this year, I really don't know what will happen because we can't send any other alliance missionary to that church. So please pray for Sengendai. Coupled with that is another request for a building. And the National Church will not send a pastor unless we have our own building. And that's because a pastor lives in the building. With prices sky high in Japan and churches 35 people, there's no way to pay a pastor's salary for 35 people to pay a pastor's salary, to pay a huge amount for a church building and another huge amount for a parsonage or an apartment somewhere. And so in Japan, any church, the pastor lives in the church. Also, they feel like some person may only look for God once in their life. Maybe they're thinking of suicide and they'll come bang on a church door. And what if it's locked because it's Friday night and nobody's there? So they like the idea that the pastor would live upstairs and be available in such a case. So, but obviously that's not possible when we rent a floor of an office building. And so the church has been looking for many years for a building. But we're looking, the buildings that have become available, you know, $1 to $3 million. And for, you know, a group of 35 people here, that's a lot. And so far we have not found a building. So would you pray for pastors and buildings and just the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Japan? We don't know when God's timing is, but like South Korea, like Peru, hard countries which suddenly opened up and thousands turned to the Lord, we're praying for that day in Japan. And we'd appreciate it if you pray with us. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you for being here tonight.
I want to thank you for being here because as a missionary assigned to tour by the Alliance, I have no choice. But it's a weeknight and I know you're busy people and I appreciate you making the effort to be out here on a weeknight.
Pastor Bill, could you pray for the need for pastors that David mentioned? And Jim, could you pray for the need for a building? When David goes back to Japan, they start a church from scratch. It's his family and that's it. So that's pretty difficult. And we'll pray along with Bill and Jim as they pray. Just stay seated. Bless David here. I'll close after those guys.